Chapter 16. Blueskin, the Pirate. Cape May and Cape Penlupin form, as it were, the upper and lower jaws of a gigantic mouth, which disgorges from its monstrous gullet the cloudy waters of the Delaware Bay into the heaving, sparkling blue-green of the Atlantic Ocean. From Cape Penlupin as the lower jaw there juts out a long, curving fang of high, smooth-rolling sand dunes, cutting sharp and clean against the still, blue sky above, silent, naked, utterly deserted, excepting for the squat, white-walled lighthouse standing upon the crest of the highest hill. Within this curving, sheltering hook of sand hills lie the smooth waters of Lewis Harbor, and, set a little back from the shore, the quaint old town, with its dingy wooden houses of clapboard and shingle, looks sleepily out through the masts of the shipping lying at anchor in the harbor, to the purple, clean-cut, level thread of the ocean horizon beyond. Lewis is a queer, odd, old-fashioned little town, smelling fragrant of salt marsh and sea breeze. It is rarely visited by strangers. The people who live there are the progeny of people who have lived there for many generations, and it is the very place to nurse, and preserve, and care for old legends and traditions of bygone times, until they grow from bits of gossip and news into local history of considerable size. As in the busier world men talk of last year's elections, here these old bits, and scraps, and odds and ends of history are retailed to the listener who cares to listen. Traditions of the War of 1812, when Beresford's fleet lay off the harbor threatening to bombard the town. Tales of the Revolution, and of Earl Howe's warships, tarrying for a while in the quiet harbor, before they sailed up the river, to shake old Philadelphia town with the thunders of their guns at Red Bank and Fort Mifflin. With these substantial and sober threads of real history, other and more lurid colors are interwoven into the web of local lore, legends of the dark doings of famous pirates, of their mysterious, sinister comings and goings, of treasures buried in the sand dunes and pine barrens back of the Cape and along the Atlantic beach to the southward. Of such is the story of Blueskin, the Pirate. The Book of Pirates.